job. Merry Christmas from our children's ministry department. I want to talk about, just for a few moments, about those magi. The story of the mysterious magi coming to see Jesus in Bethlehem. That's become a traditional part of the Christmas Eve story. Though there are parts of that tradition that really you don't find a whole lot of support in the Bible. For instance, we say that there are three kings or three wise men, and that's because there were three gifts, right? So three gifts, three kings, but actually we don't know that to be true. The Bible doesn't say. There could have been a lot more. I think there were. And then in most of the stories, the wise men show up at the manger scene in Bethlehem, Christmas Eve, the night that Christ was born, and there they are with the shepherds and the angels and the barnyard animals and Mary and Joseph. In fact, in our nativity sets, a lot of times they'll include wise men that you can put right there next to the nativity set. But that's not true. They actually arrived much later in Bethlehem. According to Matthew, Jesus was almost two. He was a toddler. So if you really want to be biblical, put up your nativity set and then place your wise men about four blocks from your house. It takes a while for them to get there. But still, we do celebrate their visiting Jesus on a Christmas Eve. And there is one thing that we know for sure about the Magi. They were intense seekers of truth. They dedicated their whole lives to finding truth. They searched for God. And you know, God honors seekers like that. God rewards seekers like that. God revealed himself to the Magi. And it's really interesting in their story to see how God revealed himself. Did you know that first he revealed himself to them through the stars? These guys were in the east. Most believe that they served kings. They were special counselors to kings. And they had to know a lot about different affairs that they would inform the king about. And many of the kings in those days thought that God would lead through dreams and through signs in the sky. And so these guys sort of specialized in dream interpretation and star interpretation, and they spent a lot of time looking up at the night sky, the canvas of God's work. They looked at the stars often, and one night, a very special star showed up, a star that they had never seen before. Something that grabbed their attention. Did any of you get to view the Christmas star a few days ago? That was neat, that conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. Did you know that there was a conjunction like that in 7 BC? And that's why they call it the Christmas star. Perhaps that was the star that they saw, we don't know. Or perhaps it was something completely different, something miraculous. But they saw it, they noticed it, and we don't know how this happened, but they ascertained that that star represented the birth of a very powerful ruler, one who would be king of the Jews. But God revealed truth to them in the stars. And understand that that is a wonderful way that God reveals himself to the world. God reveals himself through creation, through nature. Theologians refer to that as the general revelation of God. Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." That verse literally says that when you go out at night and you look at the stars are preaching. Every night, all around the globe. And they're preaching the glory of God. If you want to know if God exists, go look at the stars. Go look at nature. And you find out so much about God. His power, his creativity, his design. In fact, if you're seeking for truth, I would encourage you, take some time, go outside the city where you get out of the city lights, and go somewhere real dark and look up at the night sky and contemplate life and ask God to reveal himself. God reveals himself through his creation. And that's what he did with the Magi. Now, as the story goes on, God also reveals himself to those wise men through the scriptures, through the written word of God. So they see this star. They understand that a king of the Jews has been born. They don't know where to go. So they think, what would be the best place to go? The most chance of running into a Jew. And they figure Jerusalem, which has been the city of Jews for centuries. So these guys paraded down, marched down, traveled many, many miles to Jerusalem. And they get to Jerusalem and they create a stir in the city. And they find Herod the Great. And they ask Herod the Great, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Herod is paranoid. He's always worried that somebody's going to take over his position of authority. He's troubled by it. And all of Jerusalem is troubled by it. They show up and they say, we saw a star. Represents a Jewish king. He's recently been born. Where might we find him? And so as the story goes, Herod calls in the scholars, the Bible scholars, the priests, and they ask, hey, if a Jewish Messiah or king were to be born, would the Old Testament scriptures have some kind of prophecy? And these scholars, of course, say absolutely. And they pull out the scroll, Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Where would a Jewish king be born? Oh, that's easy. Micah tells us, Bethlehem. Bethlehem is where the king would be born. And so, God reveals truth from the ancient texts, the Word of God, the Bible. And my friends, that is another way that God reveals himself to people, through the Holy Scriptures. Theologians call that special revelation or propositional revelation. Psalm 19 that tells us that the stars preach also goes on to say, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Moreover, to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. So if you're seeking for truth and you're serious about it and you're real and you want to know, read the Bible. Read the scriptures. God will reveal his truth to you. God will reveal himself to you. If you haven't read the Bible yet, do it next year. I dare you. I double dog dare you. God reveals himself through the scripture. So here are these wise men. They're intense seekers. God has revealed some of himself from the stars. God has revealed some of the truth in himself from the scripture. And now all they have to do is go find Jesus. Bethlehem is located about 6 miles south of Jerusalem. So these wise men turn around, they go south. Matthew's account tells us that that star shows up again. See, as you seek the Lord and want to find truth, more and more signs begin to point you in that way. And that star miraculously, we don't know how, but miraculously leads them to Bethlehem, to a specific house. And there they find Jesus. And Matthew 2 says, when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now picture that in your mind. These wise men, these sophisticated, educated, wealthy, influential men, drop, bow before Jesus, worshiping him, no doubt putting their faith and trust in him. Their search for truth led them to Jesus. And they became believers in him. Now, there's a wonderful promise in the scripture that relates to the story of the Magi. In fact, the story of the Magi sort of illustrates it. Did you know that the scripture promises if you seek for God, you'll find him? He'll reveal himself to you. Jeremiah chapter 29, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. The Magi were searching for God. God revealed himself through nature, through the scripture, and ultimately led them to Jesus. If you will seek the Lord, if you will seek truth, you will ultimately be led to Jesus. And hopefully, some of you even tonight, at a Christmas Eve service in this crazy year called 2020, would find Jesus tonight. You know, tonight we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And just think about the miracle of that. God became man. God the Son left heaven, came to earth, became man. And he grew up. He came into this existence to live among us for a specific reason, to accomplish a mission, to be our Savior, to save the human race, to make it possible for our sins to be forgiven. For the Bible teaches that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You want to know why the world is so messy and all of the problems? It all goes back to sin in the heart of every human being. And that sin separates us from God, who loves us, he created us, but he's holy and he cannot tolerate sin. Sin must be dealt with in a human heart in order for that human to get right with God. And that's why Jesus came. Being the perfect one. Recognizing that all sin must be punished, he went to a cross. And the scripture says the sins of the world were placed upon him, and he died in our place. He took our penalty. He paid the price for us. On the third day, he rose again. And he has opened the door of salvation. He's made it possible for us to be forgiven of our sins. If you place your faith in Jesus Christ, all of your sins will be washed away. You'll be clean before him. You'll become a child of God. You'll become born again. You will be given the priceless, precious gift of salvation, knowing that you belong to him. We received an awesome Christmas card this year that said, "Jesus had the birthday, and we got the gift." That's Christmas. That's what Christ has done. He sacrificed. He came here. He was born into this world, born to die for the sins of the world. And die he did, but on the third day he rose. And he's alive today. And if you are a seeker of truth, your search will lead you to Jesus, who died for you, who loves you. And I want you to have an opportunity to open your heart to him tonight on this very Christmas Eve. You know, it's been a tough year. Are you ready for 2020 to be over? And some of you are hurting tonight. Some of you are really struggling. And perhaps it's right now in this year that God has gotten your attention. Perhaps you recognize now that life's a lot more than stuff, a lot more than just hanging out with friends. Perhaps God has been drawing you to himself this year. You know, good things can happen through difficult times. And nobody wants difficult times. But if you're having a difficult time, let that draw you to God. And open your heart to him. I invite you. Receive Christ. Maybe things are going okay for you. You're fine. You made it through so far. Financially set. You got a lot of gifts under the tree. Got a pretty good career. Health. Family, but there's something missing in your life, something deep down. You know, the Magi had it all. They had everything, but they weren't satisfied, were they? They sought truth. They sought meaning and purpose, and they found that in Jesus Christ, and so will you. So will you. Christmases come and go. A lot of times they go by and we don't even pause to think about what we're really celebrating. Or perhaps you've been through many Christmases and you've never yet understood that God has given himself for you. Won't you receive him right now? I can think of no better time than at a Christmas Eve service. Can we turn the lights down low and can I have you bow your heads and close your eyes with me? Can I have our worship team come up? Hmm. Jesus had the birthday and we got the gift. But have you received that gift? Have you opened that gift? My friend, have you met Jesus? Has your search for truth brought you to Jesus? I want to invite you right now to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Place your faith and trust in Him. He paid the price for you. Think of all that He did. If that's you, I want you to just pray right there where you're seated or listening at home, just in the quietness of your heart. Just cry out this prayer. Lord Jesus, tonight on Christmas Eve, I bow before You. I surrender. I bend the knee. I worship You. Thank You for coming to be a Savior. And now I ask You to be my Savior. Thank You for dying on the cross for me and rising again. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Change me forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.